What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
I mean, the other umbrella thing we could bring up, and I don't mean to put him in harm's way at all, but I woke up today. I'm coming back from dropping Jude at school,
okay,
which is usually the first moment that I sample 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat.
Yeah,
I got a preschool drop off, and
right.
You know, we do a
what
little
time?
Bit. Usually about 9:10.
Oh, so you're okay. You're in their last
later.
Hour.
Yeah, yeah. We do a little bit of Miss Rachel in the drive-in, 10 Little Monkeys, and then
right.
She gets out, and I right to the roast.
Yeah, Jude's a classic 11-year-old. He has two songs. He listens to both of them, we go to school, and we have to listen to those songs.
And what are they?
One of them's by Alex Warren right now. They rotate.
Okay.
One of them's by Alex Warren right now, and one of them's by Morgan Wallen. He likes country music, too.
All right.
Yeah. So he'll grab my phone, and he'll start searching out music, and we'll pick the same two songs, and they'll go for like a month until I'm like, I can't stand these songs anymore. We listen to them every day. And then I drop him at school, and I switch right over to the roast, because now I'm solo bolo
yep.
for about a nice 8-9 minute drive.
I'm in the same boat.
And I'm like, all right, yep. Boys, what do you got for me today? And then there's Joe Spadoni with a take that I haven't, yeah, restaurant quality, that I haven't heard anybody else on planet Earth share since then. Does anybody else want to share with Joe Spadoni's take? No, Giannis.
Wait.
Wouldn't do it. I was like,
that's going to be a no from him, dog.
I was like leaning toward the radio just to be like, I love this stuff. Say it. Say it with your chest. Be Draymond.
Stand on it.
Right. Stand on it. But explain it to me.
Yeah.
Why? Why did, and I'm
is
over
he overrated?
Here, I couldn't in those 8 minutes get to the final answer of exactly what it was. I got little bits and pieces sort of what, you know, because I'm over here in, hold on a sec, chest out. I want to defend Jimmy Butler from what I'm hearing a lot of people say, but not to that end, not to the end of like, I don't want Giannis. Like my whole point today is I don't really like that Giannis flying to the Bay Area has made some people, in my opinion, sound like they're disappointed in Jimmy Butler. And that his time here this year is now defined by these last four games. I don't dig that take. It's fine if you have it. It's not my take. But I certainly, like, I find the whole Giannis question, like, that's over here on the shelf. Like, of course I want Giannis. Any means necessary. Happy birthday, Malcolm X. Mm. Any means necessary. Yes. Like, not except for Steph. Except for that.
Well, right.
Yeah. Of course I would want Giannis. No matter what. But it's not because I thought Jimmy Butler, like, didn't hit the mark in the end or isn't capable of fill in blank. I think Jimmy Butler showed himself to be tremendously capable. He did not succeed in a situation that I found to be pretty much unworkable. That's all. I don't really know. Like, let's say Giannis was on the team last week. Yeah, you're going to lose four in a row.
No.
In my opinion.
Disagree.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, but I, like, if you give Giannis, okay, here's Pods. He's going to shoot 20%.
Sure. And you got Buddy, and you got Kevon, Buddy, you got Pat, you got all the fellas.
Buddy might dribble, so that's not good. And then, right, over here's Moses Moody. He's not even sure what hoop he's shooting at right now. Love you, Moses, but dog, yeah. I don't know what the hell's going
Game
on over
five,
there.
Game 5, he got hot.
Right? But, like, if you've got that and you're going up against a Minnesota team I highly respect, I think you're getting beat. I think you're getting beat. And actually, like, we just watched him go up against Indiana and got a gentleman sweep. I think he's getting beat if Giannis is on the Warriors last week.
Well, and again, whether or not they win or they don't win is a wild hypothetical, but I do know
these all are.
Giannis would go out shooting the ball 20 to 25 times a game, and Jimmy Butler did not. And this is not for me to impugn Jimmy Butler because what he did,
from a different place.
Jimmy Butler is, he's a great player, and he's a great number two, and he came in, and the team took off, and you know, the whole Draymond and Jimmy and Steph trio was great, and they won more than Steph was winning before he came here. Yes, I'm not trying to disrespect Jimmy Butler, but when you look at a situation where you've got an aging one, and Steph Curry will be 38 next year, and Giannis will be 31, so if you want to talk about passing the torch from a star to another star, it's not going to be from Steph to Jimmy. It would be from Steph to Giannis, assuming that Giannis came in and stayed healthy and, you know, you wanted to re-sign him and you could. I think Giannis's deal actually is 1 year longer than Steph's. So I look at that, and this has very little to do with Jimmy Butler. This has more to do with Giannis. If you had Giannis on this team this year, I do believe that you would have won a game against Minnesota without Steph Curry.
I could easily see them losing. I don't think you'd be a very good team. I don't think that would do a whole lot for you. And I guess that's part of what is interesting to me. Like, I don't view that as why the Warriors got Jimmy. It's kind of an opportunistic spot that a lot of Warrior fans have ended up in, where suddenly, out of nowhere, because Steph got hurt, we decided, oh, I've heard a bunch of people do this. This is why we got Jimmy. We got Jimmy in case Steph gets hurt. No, you didn't. They got Jimmy to help Steph. You got Jimmy to help Steph, and there's no point during the Jimmy Butler experience where I ever had the opinion that if Steph got hurt, we're going to still keep winning games. I never – did you think that?
You could win a game. I didn't think that you would lose all four.
You could, but he didn't.
Right.
And one of the games – was kicked by Steve Kerr. I think we all agree. He was in exploration mode in game two. In game three, Jimmy did perform the way everyone wanted him to.
Right.
But still lost. Like, I just
end of Jimmy Butler performing the way you wanted him to.
I think Minnesota won those games. Minnesota's really good.
Jimmy Butler went 5 for 9 in game four. And that to me is where you look at it and you go, I mean, you don't have to be playoff Jimmy and go, you know, 12 for 33, but 9 shots, really?
Were they winning that game at halftime, right?
Game four.
Up by maybe 2?
Yeah.
Right?
It was a tenuous 2.
Right. Anthony Edwards hits a buzzer-beating 3 at halftime, and Minnesota's down 2.
Right.
And then they came out in the third quarter and was a bulldozer. And I'm not putting that on Jimmy. That game ended in basically a 4-minute stretch. They went from down 2 to, like, up 17, something like that.
They outscored him 39-17.
Yeah, and, like,
so up 20 after 3.
That was not, I mean, it all happened on one end of the floor, and it was not the end where the Warriors play offense. I mean, Minnesota bulldozed them. So, I get what you're saying. I just think that, like, in a way, we're whittling the entire Jimmy Butler experience down to a couple games. It just doesn't feel right. That's all.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not really whittling it all down. And I like Jimmy Butler, and I love what he did with Steph Curry and Draymond Green. What I thought Jimmy Butler would be without Steph Curry was different than what Jimmy Butler actually was. And so when I look back at that series and I look at what Jimmy did without Steph, he had one game where he exerted his will, and that was the one game that you almost won. And then the other three games, well, game two, we'll put it aside because I think you're right. They kind of, I don't know if they intentionally
kicked it, but it was kind of an exploration
game where you were trying to see who might fit without Steph Curry. But you got to game four and game five, and Jimmy Butler was not the player that I thought he would have been without Steph Curry. And that's what catches me a little bit off guard.
And I don't even argue that. I just now don't want to define Jimmy Butler and his whole time here based on that. If you want to be bummed about game four, game five, okay. But I'm not going to now say Jimmy can't do this, that, or the other going forward. Tony in Oakland. Hey, Tony, thanks for calling.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good.
All right, so, Willard, look, man, I gotta disagree with you, bro. Like, I like the trade. Everything went perfect. The game that isn't won in the first quarter, it's won in the fourth. Jimmy Butler got us to where we were at. But the moment he walked into our organization, he gave himself that backhanded compliment of being the two, being the Robin, don't wanting to be in the one. Okay, we got that. And what I'm getting from Dibs and what I agree with Dibs and Goo is that he got us to where we're at and we're happy about it, but it was just the effort. The effort just seemed like he was in cruise control. The guy wasn't even in a gear. He was in neutral, like, there wasn't a point in the game where I even felt watching it where Jimmy Butler was giving more effort. You brought up how we didn't complain about Draymond Green giving us 0 points because look at the defensive effort he was putting on Julius Randle. Oof. Julius Randle was getting everything he wanted, but Draymond Green's effort was there. You could see it with the eye test. Now, with Jimmy Butler gives that equivalent effort on the during the game that Draymond did, on defense, on offense, then we wouldn't really be saying a lot of this. It just was like, you could see, yeah, he was hurt, but we were wanting him to just put it in one more extra gear. If he puts it in that one more extra gear, he could have won us that one game.
Yeah, Tony, we got to run. I like you and I see it very differently. I especially thought your take was interesting until you got to the point where you comped it to Draymond Green, who he himself said Julius Randle schooled him in this series. He said it on his own podcast. Draymond Green was worse in this series than Jimmy Butler was. I think that's a fact, Jack. No question about it. I do not like using the word effort in this conversation.
Yeah, me either.
I am not questioning Jimmy Butler's effort when his tailbone is in two pieces and he's out there by himself with pods going 1-for-80. Like, no, I won't do it. You can. I won't do it. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. We're not done with this yet. 888-957-9570 and Mark Schlereth in an hour on Willard and Dibs.
Pajamski comes left side off a Butler screen, draws a crowd, bounce pass back out to Jimmy above.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW. Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The break left side, shows the ball to Odama, switches, gets it over to Payton. Payton back to Butler, six on the shot clock, takes a straightaway three and hit it.
Wow.
Ice water running through his veins, 25-18, Warriors lead by seven. Butler on the inbounds, gets hit, shot goes up, he goes in! He just threw it up after the contact, he got a back screen, laid it up with his back to the basket, and got the foul call. Pajemski in deep, wide open, didn't shoot it, get out to Butler. He goes on dribble drive, muscle move, up and good, and he gets another foul call.
Wow, is that strong.
Man-like move by Butler.
Not only was it a man-like move, he finished with the left hand.
Butler with the ball on the far wing. Checks the clock with seven to Draymond, back to Butler with five. Dribbles in on Bane, goes up strong and banked it home with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. 94-91.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. Catch the head coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr, with Willard and Dibbs every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
Including tomorrow. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
That's a good lead-in.
Including next week and the week after.
Well,
and like,
that'll be the first question.
Early June? July?
I'm going to start the conversation tomorrow with Steve. Is this it?
Yeah.
Or?
And I'll follow up with Steve. Did we lose you?
Yeah. You should do that at the end.
Right.
Because this time he might be like,
you lost me.
Yeah.
And he might hit us with a Steph Curry of, do me a favor, leave me alone. Which is what Steph said right at the end of his exit interview.
Right.
Y'all can, do me a favor, leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we will for a little while.
Yeah.
Not very long, though.
No. Just
not very long.
A 15-second story about my dream last night. I dreamt that I was at a party at the Curry house with Aisha, Steph, all the kids, you were there. Like, a bunch of media people were there. I was the first one there, the last one to leave.
Was Mark Grandy there? Because he gets invited to all the stuff.
I didn't see Grandy.
Okay.
You were there.
I was there.
And, like, Tim Kawakami was there. And I believe Ann Killian was there. My dream... It's one of those dreams that it felt like it went on and on and on and on and on. And I'll just say this as the final takeaway. The Currys could not have been nicer.
Well, that's
accommodating.
Yeah.
Like, and I stayed late, and it was one of those dreams. I woke up,
how late?
Yeah. Well, it was like a day party, so I didn't stay late. It was like one of those barbecue deals, but I woke up and I was like, it was one of those dreams. I was like, that was cool.
I found out on our trip to Mexico over the weekend that a day party is now being called a darty.
Yeah.
No, by
your fellow kids.
Yeah.
The kids.
Yeah, the kids.
And Steiny kids mentioned one earlier.
They call it a darty.
An abbreviation. Steiny's daughter had one earlier. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But
I didn't much care for that.
Yeah.
A darty.
Yeah.
You guys want to go to a darty? Oh, God.
Okay. What are we doing? Anyway, that was my dream.
Anyway, so the Currys threw a darty and you were there.
Yeah.
And I was there.
Very accommodating.
And everybody had a wonderful time.
We had a great time.
So how often do you remember your dreams?
I'd say one in four or five. Ever since I got off the
lettuce. How do you know?
Because when you wake up, it's like.
No, but how do you, when you say one in four or five, how do you know about how many you don't remember?
Because every night I dream and.
I know scientists say that, but do you feel that?
Well, there are times when you know, because you wake up at 3 and at 5, whatever. You know, you wake up throughout the course of the night, yeah. And there's times I wake up at 3 and it's like, ooh, that I want to remember that dream.
Oh.
And then you wake up again at like 6 and it's like, I can't remember that
dream.
No,
but I mean, like, how often do you even know that you have, like, I rarely, if ever, even know that I, like, I just wake up and I'm
right.
Like, that's my 83rd night in a row with no dreams.
I would say one in four or five days I wake up and it's like I remember one of the dreams.
Okay.
And normally you dream like 3 or 4 times throughout the course of a sleep. Like
that's what they tell
me. REM cycle.
Yeah, like I don't know that at all.
Boys, you know, we're looking for creative content to get into over the summer. What if we did a dream journal radio where we just remember our dreams and come in and talk about them?
I'm gonna have to take the week off.
Yeah, me and Dip will do it. I had a really scary nightmare the other night.
What happened?
All I remember is that there were like baby spiders in my skin and I had to like cut my skin open to let all the spiders
dude,
out.
Dude, that is scary.
Freaky.
Yeah.
Did not enjoy
but they were babies. They're just little
babies.
Well,
otherwise they're just gonna live inside my skin.
And I'm here for that content.
Oh God.
The problem, and if there are a dream expert out there, I would say one in every 8 of my dreams involves me at a golf course and either I can't hit the ball or
no,
I show up without
dream.
Golf clubs
okay.
Or just take a playoff.
Sorry, no, but it was funny if you let it in. It was actually good.
It wasn't that funny because I always hit the ball.
No, you putt sometimes.
Well, not off the tee.
No,
although,
pretty close.
Game of Sands I did. I'll do it.
Pretty close.
If the par 3 is short enough, I will putt. Just one more quick aside as we're, you know, wasting
Abe said
time.
Abe said he wants to play with you.
I would love to play with Abe.
He wants to play. Yeah. He wants to see.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to see. I'm like,
P.S. Abe,
I'm like,
it's still my turn.
I'm like, the guy's got a Texas wedge that's longer than anyone
dude.
I've ever seen in my life.
So the course Gamble Sands up there in Eastern Washington,
yeah.
They have a hole that plays about 94 yards, and off the tee, it's all smooth fairway, undulating downhill.
Yeah, just
and
putt
they,
that sucker.
And they encourage you to do that.
Oh.
When they put the pin in the front, they're like, you know, you should probably putt it.
Putt it.
I putted it.
How'd it go?
The 3-putt for the tee, made par.
Oh, okay.
3-putt, but
you put it out the box?
Only,
you put it off the box.
That only counts as a 1-putt, though.
Yeah. Well, I hit it on the green, so it was a 2-putt.
Oh,
but
you hit it on the green?
Yeah. Anyway.
Is that allowed? You're
totally.
Allowed to putt out of the tee box?
You putt wherever you want.
Wherever you
I
want.
Didn't know.
Play the whole damn round with your putter if you want.
In some courses I play where the sand is maybe compacted and not so great, you putt out of the bunker.
Yeah, there are bunkers that you can putt out of.
No doubt.
Especially if it rained the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Minimal lip there.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm here for the Dream Journal show.
Okay.
I don't know that I want an expert coming in to diagnose my dreams on the air.
Oh, definitely. I'm here for it. Yeah.
Weird stuff in there hidden.
Well, this would be a short conversation.
Spiders in your skin?
My conversation with the dream expert, they'd be like, you're dreaming every night. I'm like, no, I'm not. They'd be like, yes, you are. I'm like, no, I'm not. All right, that's the end of the
show.
On to
dibs.
Yeah. Well, back to you.
Just
like that. I got nothing. Literally, I can't even remember the last time that I remember a dream.
It's weird because
like I have dreams when I'm awake.
There was a time in my life
I'd like to make more money.
Yeah.
I'd like to have more. You know, like I've got dreams. I've got goals, but I don't remember dreams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Just back when I was a partaker of the lettuce, the hippie lettuce, never, ever, ever would I remember my dream. And in the post-lettuce era, I remember them all the time.
So is it that you stopped and now you remember your dreams, or do you dream a lot now because of all the time you spent on the lettuce?
No, the dreams would happen in the lettuce era, but you just don't remember them. And that's a well-researched reality.
No, I've had that experience, so I know what you mean,
yeah.
But it sounds like you have it almost every night.
well, now my dreams are, you know, 3 to 4 a night. And it's like last night's was just absolutely crazy lucid where I woke up and I was like, am I still at the Curry House?
Yeah, that's something for sure.
It feels chaotic. 3 or 4 dreams a night?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fun. Huh? And most of them are...
It's fun.
Well, occasionally...
Not for Lucas. He's got baby spiders in his stomach.
Occasionally, I get a baby spider-esque kind of dream. But usually, my nightmare is like, I get to the course and like, I forgot my clubs. And it's like, how am I going to play? Or I get to a hole and it's like, I don't know which way the hole goes. And like, stupid golf dreams like that.
I'm really enjoying the text line right now.
Come at me, text line.
No. Looks like 216. Where the hell is that? Where's 21? Anyway,
LA, I think.
Had a dream. I was at LeBron's house for a barbecue. My kids tore up the house, and I was the last one picked for a pickup game with his kids.
Yeah.
Well, his kids are on the Lakers too, so like they're not going to pick you over him, even though he's not good enough for the NBA. He's good enough for backyard pickup, I think.
His kid?
Yeah, Bronny.
I do think that eventually he could be an NBA player.
He already is.
Well, I mean, I think he could be an actual player. And
I think he is.
I think he could be an actual player outside of the purview of his father.
Maybe.
I mean, he's done pretty well in the G League at times. And so, who knows? I've got nothing against nepotism. You've got 3 kids. And if one of your kids came to you and said, Dad, can you help me get a leg up in the business that we have? You would give him that leg up.
Oh, totally.
Now, it's a little bit different than, you draft my kid or else, which is, you know, the theory.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm in a position to hold a gun to anybody's head, but maybe someday. I don't know. But yes, I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
If I felt that it was good for the kid, if I felt that the kid had earned it. But yeah, I would totally do that.
Sure.
I love it. Don't create, you know, things for the people. Everybody does that. Everybody does that. Parents are like, I hate nepotism. Next hour, they're calling the school to be like, no, not my kid. My kid, like, yes, you do that. You defend your people. That's just the way it works. I'm with you. I have nothing against
that. And it works differently depending on how good your kid is. I'm thinking about Ian Eagle and his son, Noah Eagle.
He's phenomenal.
Right. He went to Syracuse, and he was a broadcasting student. He did well. And then whether it was Nepo City or not, his kid is phenomenal.
His kid's great.
Yep. So same thing with Joe Buck. Like, Joe Buck is phenomenal. His dad happened to be one of the great broadcasters of the 70s and 80s. And so, yeah, Joe, you get a little bit of a nudge head start, but you're phenomenal. So what are we doing here?
Now, Skip Carey and Chip Carey? Eh.
And isn't there a Scott Carey and a Steve Carey? And
Lucas doesn't even. Do you even know who those guys are? Skip Carey and
Harry
Carey,
too.
There's Harry. The AIDS broadcast, I know.
Yeah. No,
that's
I don't.
One of them?
I don't think so.
Skip it is. Grandson? Great nephew?
Oh,
grandson.
Really? Skip used to do, it was Skip, right, that did the Braves on TBS when we were kids.
Yep.
This would have been before your time, Lucas. Yeah. And that's what, like, I have a thing against him because he was the voice. In fact, they used to call him the voice of evil because he, like, Superstation WTBS and the Atlanta Braves games were all on all the time. And this was at a time, for me, my sweet spot, early 90s, when the Braves and the Giants would go head-to-head. And the year that led to the establishment of the wild card team in Major League Baseball is when the Giants, in 1993, won 103 games and did not go to the playoffs.
Yep.
And it's because the Braves won 104. And Skip Carey was the voice of the Braves the whole time.
It's a 4.
I couldn't stand him. No fault of his own, just circumstance.
Yep.
Anyway.
It went from Harry Carey to Skip Carey.
To Chip Carey.
And Chris Carey.
And
various other Careys. Yes.
Yeah. And then there was John Carey. He was a politician, no relation.
Right. Different spelling, but probably should be related.
Yeah. Anyway. Was fun.
Yeah.
About
7 quick asides
there. I'm going to dream about that conversation later on tonight. Anyway, 888-957-9570. I wanted to point out a funny off-air conversation, and you'll think...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is unfair, but I think it goes to the point I'm trying to make about Jimmy Butler. Lucas pops into our headsets there right as we're about to come back from break, and he's like, I'm going to play some highlights from the game when Jimmy Butler scored 38, and Dibs is like, which game? And Lucas is like, well, the play-in game against Memphis. And he's like, which game? He's like, the play-in game against Memphis. He's like, Jimmy scored 38 in that game? Yeah, Jimmy scored. And that's my point. That's my point. A lot of you have already forgotten what this guy did. You've already forgotten what he did because so many of us got so emotionally involved in this thing that now we're sitting here going, this Jimmy Butler guy is not an actual NBA star because he couldn't put a bunch of role players who were so clearly not ready for this moment. He couldn't all by himself go beat the Minnesota Timberwolves for a game, even though he's played next to zero games in this role with these players. And, oh, by the way, he's not at 100%. And now we're defining him to the point where, to a degree, and again, I'm admitting, I know you're going to say that's an unfair sort of characterization, but I do think we are forgetting what this guy did. We're forgetting what he did. We're forgetting where Warrior basketball was when he arrived.
We're not forgetting that at all.
I think we are.
I'm not. And you can, you know, paint that broad brush for whoever you want, but I got no paint on me. And in that same game, Steph Curry had 37 in the play-in game.
Right.
So, yeah, Jimmy had 38. He played alongside Steph Curry. My point is, when you don't have Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler has not shown consistently the ability to step forward and be the player that you would need somebody to be.
I don't know how you can use the word consistently when they're just
hasn't. We've had seven games.
That's not enough.
Well, it's enough for me to draw a conclusion based on what I've seen,
and the first
which
three,
is 7 games.
And the first three, I would argue, are irrelevant because Steph Curry played all kinds of games without Jimmy Butler this year, and the team was incredibly frustrating and mid. If Steph Curry's out, you're dead. You're dead. That will be true with Giannis.
No, that's where I disagree.
Look at the Bucks. What have they been able to do in the playoffs the last 3 years?
Well, he missed an entire playoff, not this year, but last
year.
He was out the whole time.
And what about the other three playoff experiences that he has played in since they were successful coming out of the bubble? What about those other 3 years where Giannis, in fact, famously, I think it was two seasons ago, when they stunningly got beat in the first round, and he had that famous press conference moment when he was asked if it was a failure, and he went off on the reporter, and it was actually brilliant. By the way, I'm a huge Giannis fan. I think he's a wonderful human being, and I love the way that he carries himself. But if we're going to do that, Giannis has been in the playoffs healthy the last three times, and his output and results have been incredibly disappointing.
Well, his haven't been. It's been his team.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's the same as Jimmy.
We're talking about individuals. And Jimmy as an individual this year, without Steph Curry, was less than stellar. Mm. And you look at Giannis this year, Giannis, not the team. Yes, the team lost in 5 to Indiana. He went 36, 34, 37, 28, and 30. That's a guy who went out there and tried to impact a game and try to impact it in a winning way, and they didn't, and he lost Dame Lillard in game 4, and the series was probably already over at that point, and that's just the way that goes. And the year before that, he went out there and he had 26 and 38 in a series against Miami where he was hurt. That was 2 years ago, and he went out and tried and exerted his will, and they lost. That's all I'm looking at from Jimmy
Butler. I know,
Butler.
But I think we're just oversimplifying this by making it all about their point total. That's not what great players always do. It's not even what Steph always does. Like, a great player is looking at a playoff game and thinking to themselves, how can I win this game? And sometimes that means I'm going to go score 40. And by the way, sometimes this develops even within the game. But sometimes that means, you know what, I'm going to have to get these people around me to knock some shots down. And so strategically, I may need them to XYZ. I might need them to take a couple shots early and see if they can find their strokes. LeBron has made a career out of this and been criticized for it sometimes. And I always try to defend that because I think that that's just wild. This idea that passing is awful if you're a dog and you need to go win a basketball game. That's not how you win a basketball game. So that's wonderful that Giannis got 30 and lost and Jimmy only got 19 and lost. Like, it's all a loss. And they're all trying to win the basketball game. And equating this to effort or I don't even know if you'd use a different word for it. You know, how forthright you're going to be out there. Equating that point total to that, I think, is a mistake.
It's not about being forthright. It's about looking to be impactful on the offensive end. And when you're Jimmy Butler and you don't have Steph Curry, I would look for him to be more impactful than a guy who shoots the ball 9 times, especially when you look at what you have and you've got Kuminga, who you haven't really played with a lot, and he's coming in and he's going to try to score. You've got Pods in a funk. You've got Moody, who is a DNP. You've got Draymond Green, who's not a scorer. You go all the way down the roster. You don't have a lot of scoring options. So
Exactly. Guess
what, Jimmy? You're the dude. You got brought in here, and you got $110 million not to be a guy who shoots 9 times without Steph Curry.
Who would disagree with you is him. I'm very confident in that.
Right. But they went 0-4 without Steph Curry. So
you can
disagree, but I would come back and say, well, you probably need to be that guy for this team to win.
Except for that he was that guy, as you've admitted in one of the games, and they didn't win that one either.
But that was the closest they came to winning.
Right.
That was the best game that the team played is when he actually went out there and set about trying to be impactful.
That's fair, but I'd also argue that that was partially because, if not even more than partially because of the way Minnesota played. They were terrible in that game until the end, and then they were able to scratch and claw enough together and win the basketball game. But in the other two games, they didn't even give the Warriors a chance. They blew them off the floor.
Well, the Warriors were up in game four, as you mentioned, at the
right,
half.
And then they blew them off the floor in like a breath. They came out in the second half and flicked them off the court. I can't put that on one guy and his offensive game.
I'm not putting it all on
him. Their defense got steamrolled by the Wolves in those games.
Well, they turned the ball over a ton in that third quarter. Yeah. And that's ultimately what led to the Wolves going on the run.
Jimmy's going to tell you, and has, in fact, said, like, stubbornly, I'm going to make the right basketball play. And I don't know if people just don't appreciate that. I love that in a player. I love that in a player. I love seeing somebody who's trying, at least. I'm not saying he's always going to make the right decision. I get what a lot of you see when he gets under the hoop, seemingly drives all the way in and then kicks it out. And you're like, wait, dude, couldn't you have gone up or maybe gotten fouled there? I'm not saying I don't see that, but I appreciate a ball player who has all kinds of facets to his game and is trying to get everybody involved. Because I think even though we think of NBA games in terms of lead scorers and Michael Jordan type people, I really think you're not a great basketball team if you're not getting everybody involved. Everybody has got to contribute or you're not going to be good enough. And I think that's what Jimmy was doing, and potentially even seeing the long play of it. You know, we all act like everybody just knew Steph was going to be back for game six. We didn't know that. Not for sure. You know, Jimmy may well have been trying to be like similar to what we've talked about in game two. Like, you're trying to find some sort of secret sauce here that will work. How can we beat Minnesota without Steph Curry? Can I be a dog? Okay, that didn't work. Can Jonathan score a bunch?
Right.
Okay, that didn't work. Can we get pods going? Okay, that came too late. But it did happen, and they still didn't win. They tried a bunch of different things. They didn't win any of the games. Nothing worked. Him being a dog, a cat, a giraffe,
well,
nothing
worked.
Well,
the thing that was closest to them working was him being a dog.
Yes.
And he shot 26 times in that game. He made 12 of them. And then beyond that, he shot 20 times total in the remaining two games. So I don't know if it's just that he wants to make the right play. And that's great when you've got Steph Curry and you've got a full roster. But when you lose your star, sometimes it's not okay to just try to make the right play. Sometimes you got to make the wrong play in the interest of taking a game over when you are the new top dog on a team.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, by Chilton Auto Body as well. 888-957-9570 is the number. We will continue to take your calls on this and Mark Schlereth in a half hour, but also some San Francisco Giants breaking news that we're going to share with you coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.